I'm not your labor relations guy, frankly. That would be the best thing for the game of football. There's no question about it. But as far as where they are in the negotiations, I have not followed it, and so whatever the potential report is, I think anything that improves the quality of play on the field, I am definitely all for.
Be satisfied with the focus of your team so far since Monday?
Yes, I am. I felt our players came in here, did an excellent job in the weight room this morning. We kicked back the meetings till 11:30. Special teams meeting, had a chance to talk about a few things in the team meeting, and I had a full normal Wednesday installation. I was able to get through the practice that we said it was good practice. You know, we hit the targets that we needed to, and we'll spend more time in the meetings tomorrow to make sure we catch up on our film study. And once we get off the practice field tomorrow, we'll be basically on a normal schedule. So I feel good about the start.
Are you being careful not to overreact to this, or do you feel like you have to really manage this whole situation, making sure that you're looking ahead and not looking back?
I look at this week no different than any other week. Our experience the last couple of days has definitely been different, unique. You can't deny that or throw it off to the side. I think it'd be foolish. As far as my comments and my direction with the team, it's the same as it always is. They know exactly how I feel about everything that's happened, and they know exactly how I feel about the path that we're taking forward. So I feel like we're all on the same page, and we are about one thing, and that's New Orleans. And we're focused on New Orleans. Obviously, frankly, all we really want to talk about is New Orleans. It's a football game that we're looking forward to. Regardless what happened, we're staying true to the video, to the film, like we always have. There's some good things that we've done as a football team. There's some things we need to work on. Our record's 1-2, and we are clearly focused on beating New Orleans and getting to 2-2. That's where we're at.
Mike, some athletes might use that as kind of a motivational type thing and play with a chip on their shoulder. Is that just something you're not interested in, a road you're not interested in going down?
I love emotion. Emotions is the engine that makes this thing go. So I'm for any kind of emotion, as long as it's channeled properly. So if you want to talk about chips on your shoulder, whatever it is, the only emotion that I don't care about is self-pity. We're not the victim. Nothing's guaranteed to you. The game of football is not perfect. That's why you play the whole game, and at the end of the game, one team walks off as a winner. So we're staying true to the video. Focus on the things that we did in the last game. We had a chance to correct some of them in our individual meetings. And we are all about New Orleans.
What do you make of their start 0-3? What do you see from them?
Well, they're a good football team. They're definitely have a number of very good football players. A couple of them we've had a chance as a coaching staff to be around at the Pro Bowl, which, heighten our respect for them and the way they go about their business. Everybody has challenges during the first couple of weeks. They may not be where they want to be. As far as their mindset, I'm not really concerned about it. I'm focused. We're focused on our mindset, but we're staying true to the tape. Their offense is explosive. Anytime you speak of Drew Brees, you're getting a quality quarterback, one of the best in the league. Very, very productive offense, tough offensive line. A group that's a perimeter group that's intact. In tune as far as the rhythm and the way they play. Defensively, I have a lot of respect for Coach Spagnuolo and what he's done. I had a chance to compete against him in the past, and history would tell you that his defenses are going to improve as the year goes on. So we're looking for an improved, aggressive defense coming in there, and they're pretty dynamic on special teams. So this is a good football team. So just like statistics and especially records, I think you throw those things out the window early in the season. Everybody's fighting to establish themselves, fight for their identity. So, once again, we're really looking forward to the game.
Mike, were there any common threads in your pass protection issues?
Say it again?
Any common threads in your pass protection issues?
The pass protection, the good thing is there's things that we can correct. Eight sacks in one half, very disruptive. Clearly, in my time calling plays, sacks are probably the most disruptive thing to you as a play caller, for what it does, you know, to your rhythm and your next play. And so the ability to have negative plays, you know, not particularly, you know, -7, -8 yards is something you definitely want to stay away from. But fundamentals, there's some common threads that were there. They were on our edges, you know, the whole half. We weren't doing a very good job as far as staying square, you know, our vertical sets and things that we actually, Coach Campen and the O-line worked on today. So we will be better this week.
Mike, you stressed so hard the 2.5 second thing about training camp. And it looks like a lot of your sacks is going well beyond that. Is there a balance there you're trying to find?
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, Tom. I mean, you know, 2.5, you know, it depends on the play, too. Now, I mean, the balls that clearly were, you know, Aaron was holding the ball, you know, whether it was, you know, a full keep, two-man protection, that's a little different. We got more than they got, and you're at practice. You know, that's going to take longer. So, and we've been very good at that. But also the other side of Aaron is, you know, when he steps up and comes out of the pocket, it makes plays, and you sit there and clap for him, and then when it doesn't work out, you can't, you know, so that you got, there's a fine line between the ability to transition from in the pocket to the out of pocket for the way we train the quarterback. So, but, you know, most of our issues in the sack, in the areas of sacks in that first half were more from the protection unit. Now, him holding the ball, quarterback position holding the ball is part of the protection unit in the time clock. Now, I don't disagree with you. Our things were more fundamentals.
Mike, you have a lot of the same parts of the offense as last year. The offense has still been slow to get off the ground. I mean, is it silly to think that this offense can't be as dynamic as it was last year?
Well, the only time I talk about last year is when I come in here. And I understand it's convenient to bring up last year, you know, as far as your critique when you want to. And that's fine because last year's over. And if you think you're going to roll the ball out there and do the same thing you did last year just because you did last year, you know, I don't agree with that mindset. There's some things that we did a little differently in camp. Camp didn't go as smooth as we probably would have liked. We're not in rhythm where we should be. I felt like we're starting to get the run game established, but we still need to improve there. But our biggest issue on offense is negative plays. I mean, it's you know, if you look at week one and week three, you know, the inability to run it in the first half of week one and the inability to, you know, throw it in the first half in week three, especially when the defense in week one was daring you to run it and the defense in week three was daring you to throw, those are situations, you know, those are execution issues that I'm confident that we'll get better at. So, you know, yes, we're not happy where we are as far as the 2012 offense, but against New Orleans, we'll have an opportunity to take a step.
Two more. You expect Starks to have a bigger role this week?
You know, that's something that's worked out during the week. You know, there's competition there, and we'll see how it goes.
Mike, would you like to see Cedric get more carries? And have you been pleasantly surprised by his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield?
Well, I mean, everything Cedric's doing is I don't think it's really a surprise to anybody. He's played at a high level for the last couple of years. So as far as who gets the ball more, really the game dictates that. You know, the biggest thing that I look for is the tempo of the offense, the ability to get in and out of the huddle, play fast, you know, staying clean plays and make the quarterback successful. Because when that happens, everybody touches the ball. And if he touches it 25 times, that's great. If he touches it 18, that's fine too. To me, the flow of the game dictates that.
Like, after you started running the ball in the second half, did they make any adjustments? And were you happy with the way, you know, you were able to still – run the ball after they made adjustments?
Well, I mean, they were, you know, in my opinion, in the run defense all night. So, I mean, they did a very good job against us in the first half. And, you know, and I felt, you know, we were definitely in control of their defense in the second half. But, you know, but as far as the way they played their scheme and they believe in it and, you know, they've done a good job of it.